We're doing Kitzur Shana with Makor Chaim, and we'll begin some laws of Chanukah. So during the second temple period, the Greeks made decrees to annul our religion. They wouldn't let us learn Torah or deal with mitzvos. And they violated our money. They violated the money of the people and their daughters. And they entered the holy temple. They breached the walls. They defiled what was pure. And things were seriously oppressed then. Until Hashem had mercy and saved them. And the Hasmoneans, the sons of Hashmonai, the high priests, they were victorious against the Greeks. They killed them. And they saved the Jewish people. And they established a king from the Kohanim. And we had another two centuries of sovereignty, of having our own rule. And the day where they declared victory was the 25th of the month of Kislev. And when they entered the temple, they couldn't find pure oil, only one flask, and it had enough oil for one day. They miraculously were able to light from it 8 days, which was the amount of time it would take to produce pure olive oil. And so the wise men of that generation instituted those 8 days, beginning with the 25th of Kislev, as days of happiness and praise to Hashem. And we light the candles, we light the lamps in the evening at the entrance to our houses to show and reveal the miracle. These are the days called Hanukkah. So on these days we don't eulogize, we don't fast, unless it's an exceptional sage, then if he's there we eulogize him. Even a person who has Yahrzeit during Hanukkah, the day that his parent passed away, where ordinarily Ashkenazim would fast, we don't do that. Many people have a custom that on the day of the Yahrzeit, they go up to the grave, they go up to the cemetery, so then they should do that before Hanukkah, not on Hanukkah. One may go to Tzaddikim's graves on Hanukkah, if you want to go grave hopping around Israel or whatever, that's okay. And a person is not supposed to fast. Even the fast about a bad dream, you're not supposed to do on Hanukkah. And if you did, then you have to fast for the fact that you fasted after Hanukkah, the way we say about Shabbos. Yeah?
How do you consider a tzaddik? Some people would consider, for example, their grandfather a tzaddik, whereas...
Yeah, I don't know.
Speaking, he wouldn't be considered a tzaddik.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe
I don't know the answer to that.
Maybe.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah.
You said that they violated our women and also our money?
Like, yeah.
In what way did they violate our money? Do you mean that in
the reason? They took things that weren't theirs.
They stole that.
The Chazal did not institute this day to have the legal status of a holiday, in the sense that a legal holiday, one has to have a meal, Sudas Yom Tov. And on Hanukkah, you don't really have to have a meal, you don't have to have a Suda, but we still do that, right? Jews are always good at that. We still eat and sing and praise Hashem, and then it becomes a Suda mitzvah. By the way, in this week's newsletter, so I quoted from Rav Nevensal that any Suda mitzvah, and it could be just a mitzvah because you're feeding the poor at your table, then you would say Shir HaMalos by benching, right? We have two types of psalms we say before benching, Shir HaMalos or Al Naros Bavel. So ordinarily on Shabbos and Yom Tov we say Shir HaMalos. But if it's a Sudas Mitzvah, like Hanukkah, where you're going to say Divrei Torah, or where you're feeding the poor, that's a good enough reason to say Shir HaMalos.
If it's just the first day?
No, all 8 days.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Could you explain, clarify about saying Shir HaMalos
no.
and Al Naros Bavel in the Pirzah?
No. We're up to the fourth halacha. It's not Nogen now. It's next week. The women have a custom not to do work when the candles are lit. Some say that that's a good custom. Let them stick to it. Some men have that custom. The custom really is for the first half hour that the candles are lit. Us Yekis have that custom too. The areas where it's most relevant is not to do laundry, not to sew, not to stitch. And some have the custom that on the first and eighth day of Hanukkah, just like on Sukkot and Pesach, on those days specifically, the women are careful not to do it. What about a woman whose job is she's a launderer, or she is a seamstress? So then she can do that. That wasn't the custom. The whole idea was, in general, women shouldn't do the work on those days. Just like on Rosh Chodesh, many women have the custom they don't do these works.
Is that like men or
no? Just women.
It's a men can do laundry.
Yeah. If you don't have the custom, you don't have the custom. Many people don't have this custom altogether. These are customs. It depends on what where you're coming from. Some people have these customs, some don't. Yeah.
Why? I understand with Pesach, if you first name David, why does that matter here?
Because it says that they dedicated these 8 days to replace the 8 days of Sukkot. They were not able to celebrate that year. That's one source. Lighting Hanukkah candles, okay?